All right, here we go. He bets is on one. All bets is on two. Here we go.
Welcome back to Giants.com. Our position preview series continues with training camp less than a week away. I'm John Schmelk. Today it's linebackers, and the arrival of John Beeson last year really helped turn around the Giants defense overall. The Giants defense turned it on the second half of the season, led by John Beeson, and really they turned into one of the better defenses in the NFL. Now, unfortunately for the Giants, John Beeson suffered a foot injury during spring practice. Now, he did not have to undergo surgery, and the Giants hope he will be back for the start of the season. In steps Jameel McClain. Now, he played inside for the Ravens last year in their 3-4 defense. He hoped to step in as middle linebacker in the 4-3 this year. Now, the one thing he doesn't lack is leadership.
Absolutely not, man. It's my game. You know, it's my style of play. I believe in playing for others. I believe in picking others up, you know, more than myself, you know. So if that becomes a leader, that's what a leader is, you know, to some people. But to me, it's just my game, just getting people aligned to being in the right position.
McClain is also learning the Will and Sam positions outside to provide a lot of versatility. As for backup middle linebackers, you have Mark Herzlich. He's been with the Giants for a while, certainly has the mental part of the position down, and he provides good veteran safety and a good safety blanket and a good backup at that middle linebacker position. Besides that, the Giants drafted Devon Kennard out of USC. Now, he was a pass rusher with the Trojans, but he also played some middle linebacker early in his college career. That's where the Giants hope to use him, and Kennard's been hitting those books very hard so far in the spring and summer.
Oh, most definitely, every day. Like I said, I'm spending hours and hours in the playbook every day, every night. Go home and I'm studying for hours. So, you know, I get there and I get those live reps, and it's getting easier and slowing down for me day by day. And I'm making more and more plays and making more of an impact. And that's all I'm trying to do, you know, play my part and show what I can do to help the team.
Then there's Spencer Paysinger. He played some Mike linebacker for the Giants a couple years ago, but he also will be used outside and will be battling for one of those starting outside linebacker positions with Jaquan Williams. Now, Jaquan Williams has been a bit of an enigma. A seventh-round pick for the Giants, he's battled some injuries, and he always seems to be on the cusp of breaking out. He has all the physical ability in the world, and the Giants hope finally this is the year he becomes a very good starter in this league and perhaps even a Pro Bowler if he lives up to all his potential. Now, the Giants have brought in a number of other players to help out a linebacker. Terrell Manning's a second-year pro. He'll be a veteran backup. Spencer Atkins is somebody that they've brought in. Then you have undrafted free agent Dan Fox out of Notre Dame. He was a tackling machine in college, and the Giants hope he can be a factor both in the middle and perhaps at strong side as well once the season gets started. That's the linebacker's position. The Giants hope it will be a strength, and if John Beeson can come back and be healthy, along with Jameel McClain, it could be a position of strength for the Giants. But a lot of that has to do with the health of one John Beeson. For Giants.com, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.